Hi, this is Dave Kahle. Welcome to today's podcast for salespeople. Today we're looking at a question and answer. Here's the question. Help, Dave, I'm so frustrated. I just attended a sales training program that never addressed the real issues that I have to deal with every day. What causes me problems is not my lack of sales ability. It is my company's back orders, the lack of responsiveness and competence in my customer service people, and the mistakes in the delivery by the warehouse. Those are the real issues. What can I do about those things? Well, thanks for a real-world perspective on issues that are of importance to you. I appreciate you asking the question that probably a lot of other salespeople have been hesitant to ask. Believe me, I understand. For much of my life, I dealt with those same issues. It seemed like my results and my income were totally dependent on how well someone else did their jobs. You know, customer service, delivery, etc. No matter how effective I was, my efforts could be totally sabotaged by a problem in inventory or quality control or warehouse or delivery. So I've had a great deal of experience in dealing with that. How do you deal with that? I mean, what do you do? Here's several ideas. Number one, put it in perspective. Put it in perspective. And by this, what I mean is realize that your customers may point out your problems with delivery and back orders and so on. And as a result, you think that your company is the worst performer out there. The truth is that your company is probably no worse than your competitors. You know, your customers may complain about you, and since you're the one fielding the complaint, you take it personally, and you think you're the only one they're complaining about. Trust me, when your competitor is calling on them, they're likely saying the same things about his service to him. So your reaction is probably a little too extreme. And it's easy to understand. It's easier to do. Unless you're going through a particularly horrible time, you're probably no worse than your competitors. You know, you probably don't have any more problems than your competition does. So number one, keep it in perspective. It's probably not the end of the world. Number two, communicate the specifics to the appropriate powers within your company. Now, two pieces of this. Number one, the specifics. Communicate specific information to the powers within your company. So don't say something like, we're losing business because our price is too high. You know how many times your management has heard that? Hundreds. It's so general, it has no meaning. Instead, say something like this. I lost a deal for $10,000 at XYZ Corporation because our prices on these products were 4% higher than our competitor. You see, now that's specific. Your boss can't deal with generalities, but he can deal with specifics. And if you can collect and communicate specifics, you're going to be persuasive and persevere. That's the first part. But I said, communicate the specifics to the appropriate powers. Now, what does that mean? Well, if the problem's delivery, take your case to the head of shipping. If your problem's back orders, take your case to the material manager. Communicate the specifics of the issue to those people who have the authority to do something about them. Just general complaining to anybody is not going to solve anything. So number one, put it in perspective. Number two, communicate the specifics to the appropriate parties. Number three, do what you can do to alleviate the problem. Now I understand that the problem is some other department or purpose. However, I also know that your behavior influences your company's ability to perform. And while you cannot change other people and you cannot change other departments, you can change what you do. So search for the little things that you can do to help the problem. For example, let's say you're plagued with back orders. Okay, is there anything you can do to influence that? Yeah, there is. Number one, you could be more conservative in your promises to your customers. Instead of promising a new item, say next week, you could promise it in 30 days. In other words, you manage your customer's expectation. A back order is an order that is not received when the customer expects it to be. Change his expectations and you'll impact your back orders. That's number one. Number two, make sure you communicate new demand for a product to your, whoever it happens to be, materials manager, operations manager, purchasing agent, and so on, so that they know that some demand for a product is coming. You know, it's just common sense to let them know beforehand anytime that you can. Number three, if you're promising delivery of a stock item, check your inventories before you promise it. You know, it just takes a minute, and with today's computer system, you can probably do it online. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that those are the only reason for your back orders. But what I am saying is that you are part of the system. And by changing your behavior, you can influence the performance of the total system. So accept responsibility for what you can do to help the situation. Number four, trust your coworkers. When you're in the heat of the battle away from the office, it is easy to imagine how incompetent and uncaring people are, you know, on the inside. However, when you go speak to them, you see the situation from their point of view. You often discover that they're just as intent on serving the customer as you are. They are, in their arenas, just as competent as you are. So instead of pointing fingers from a distance, see the world from their point of view. Have some empathy for them and trust them to do the job for which they are paid. And finally, be proactively honest with your customers. Don't make promises you can't keep. Don't make excuses that aren't real. Don't blame someone else. Admit your company's problems. Be honest about what you're doing and offer the customer some options. Now, in my tenure as a salesperson, I'll tell you, back orders were a constant headache. I got into a routine. I'd get on the computer every morning, print out a back order report for the customers I was going to call on that day. And then I'd get on the phone. Now, this is before I made my first call, 7:30 in the morning. I'd get on the phone with my favorite customer service rep, and we'd strategize how to expedite each of those orders. And I'd have a solution for every back order before I left my house. Now, when I made that day's sales calls, I would proactively say to my customers, you know, XYZ product is back-ordered, and here's what we're doing about it. And we expect to receive them on the 10th, or I've already put an order in for you, you'll have it on the 12th, or something like that. You know, I would proactively identify the problems, create some solutions, and then be the one to inform the customer of both. That's proactive. Now, I think I kind of focused a little bit on back orders here, but you got the idea. Any area, anything can be dealt with in this way. Now, that doesn't make it necessarily go away, but it does make the problem more manageable and put you back in control. Hope this helps. Go forth and sell well. Bye-bye.